Every day is upside down in Soundtree Land.
Hi, and welcome to the Soundtree Land Show, where everybody's upside down. Today I'm sitting next to probably the most jacked person here in Kiev. His name is Alexander Hart, and he is super strong. And I got to watch him train also during this time here in Kiev. And I'm so excited to have you here on this show too.
Thanks.
So welcome.
It's cool to be here.
Yeah. I want to get right into it. Tell us how you got into hand balance.
I got into it. Well,
yeah.
Maybe 10 years ago, I saw some crazy videos on YouTube and it blew my mind. Before, I was doing weightlifting, push-ups, pull-ups, just normal exercises.
So you were a fitness guy?
I was a fitness guy, yeah. And I was just doing workout stuff. And then I saw some handstand videos and I learned how to do a handstand. And then I saw circus hand balancing and I thought it looked unreal. How much training does this take? So I started to practice that and my body was so stiff, not flexible. I felt like it would be impossible for me to achieve some of the things that these guys were doing. And after, 2 years of, falling and back and forth, handstands, I finally started to do one-arm handstand, really terrible form, but it was working.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you basically just started all by yourself?
Yeah.
No guidance?
No guidance.
You just looked at YouTube videos?
Yeah, just watched and tried to copy what I saw.
Oh my god. Can you paint a picture of how that looked like?
Let's see. I was actually living in a college dorm when I was first started training handstands, and I would do my classes in the morning and then I would come home and do handstands in my room.
So just kick up?
I kick up in the handstand and do handstand push-ups, because I thought oh yeah, if these guys are doing one-arm handstand, I need to do a lot of handstand push-ups to make my shoulders strong. So it was kind of an uneducated approach to it.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how did you transition to going to the best circus school in the world?
Actually, it's an interesting story. I got into Instagram in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this other American guy in Arizona that I connected with. And we talked and sent each other handstand videos for a long time. His name was Dash. Is Dash. Should I do
that? He's still alive.
He's still alive, yeah.
Never mind.
Okay. Anyways, we were talking together and he was moving into this house and there was an extra room. So I thought, yeah, I'll come to Arizona and do handstands with you. It was only going to be a couple week visit.
Mm-hmm.
But it turned out I moved in with him for a few months and we were doing handstands for 3 hours a day.
Oh, wow.
Every day, 5 or 6 days a week. We would train crazy. Even now, it's the most progress I've ever made in handstands is training with him.
What was his origin?
His origin?
He
was self-taught too. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Before he was doing breakdancing. And
cool.
Anyways, I lived with him for 5 months. And then after that, I moved. And we still kind of kept in touch. And then he called me maybe a year later. Super excited that he got accepted into the Kiev school.
Okay.
Yeah, and before when we were living together, we would watch the Ukrainian hand balancers for inspiration, and then that was our inspiration, just to see that, and then we'd go train. So then I get this phone call that he's going to the school, and I'm like, wow, it blew my mind, because I thought, wow, how does someone his age get accepted to a circus school in Ukraine? I thought this was you have to start when you're a kid, and then you go,
yeah.
It's not for adults, it's how I thought.
Same here.
Yeah, so,
yeah.
So he's in the school, and he's writing to me about it, and he's telling me how good it is and everything, and that I need to apply. So I apply for the school, and I get accepted right away. I'm really excited about it. My friend Dash is still in Kiev, and we're planning to live together. But his plans change, and when I arrived to Kiev, he's already been back to the U.S.
Oh, so you were all alone when you came?
I was all alone. I didn't know anybody, and I started going to Tseska, the training gym,
mm-hmm.
and. It was really cool environment. like so much going on around me. I just wanted to watch when I first got there, like crazy handstands and
it's
circus.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's super amazing.
Wow. So how did you change during your time here? Because you've been here for 2 years, right?
It's been close to 2 years, yeah.
Yeah.
How did I change? I just got better at handstands. Like it's 3 hours a day for me of training. Sometimes some people do 4. For me, I can only do 3 because I have wrist issues.
And they let you do that.
Yeah.
That's great.
There's a lot of freedom for how much time you spend in the gym.
Yeah.
So a lot of training, a lot of skill improvement. It's been really good.
How was your skill level when you arrived?
It was pretty high. Like I could do a lot of one-arm handstands already.
Wow. I can't believe it because you're so strong. So you've just refined what you already had?
Refined, and I've learned some new tricks.
Mm.
Yeah. And I plan to learn a lot more.
Cool.
Yeah.
What are you working on right now?
The like newest trick that I'm working on is like croc up the handstand, and it's a super hard trick. Like, actually I met my biggest handstand inspiration, Artur Bezcurini, and he was the person that was helping me with it.
Cool.
Yeah.
What did you learn there?
From him?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we were working mainly on this one trick. Like I've had 2 lessons with him, and, he's just like, oh yeah, you're strong, you can do it. So he gives me a lot of motivation to get to this trick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you do it on the floor or on canes?
It's like on a box so I can kick my legs up. Yeah.
Yeah. I noticed that here a lot of people specialize on one prop or like one surface.
Mm-hmm.
It's either canes or floor or like Mihaela has her turning
table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have anything specific that you specialize on?
Well, I specialize on the floor. It's what I've always done my whole life. And I'm actually considering a transition to canes just because it's supposedly easier. So I should do my tricks easier. And I have a plan to perform someday when I create an act, and it would be easier.
How do you imagine yourself performing? Like, what style?
Like, the style that I really like is the raw art style that they do at the school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like Pablo style or rather Artur?
Yeah. Pablo, Artur, their style, like they're both crazy. Like,
yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Are you already working on something?
A little bit, like, yeah, secret, top secret.
Okay. Not going to talk about that.
Yeah.
I want to know a little more about your training process. What does your training look like?
What does it look like?
Yeah.
A lot of stretching, stretch the splits, middle splits, front splits, shoulders, and a lot on the wrists. Like for me, wrists is like half of my warm-up because of how stiff they are now.
It's crazy to believe that you were inflexible because now you have all your splits. Right. I mean, I see you sit in a middle split.
Yeah, like my splits are okay. Like, you know, it's hard to compare like to some of the people that are in the gym doing crazy contortion, but I have pretty decent flexibility for where I started.
But considering where you were
right
a couple of years back,
definitely.
How did you get that?
How did I get that flexibility?
Yeah. Did you just spend
like,
time?
It's like everyday stretching. Yeah, spend time.
Okay, and do you go over your pain? Like,
over the pain
do you try to push it, or do you just try to relax?
Yeah, you have to push a little bit to get progress in splits. Like, there's a level of pain that's acceptable, and then there's a level of pain that can cause injury. You know, you have to just not push yourself too hard, but push yourself.
So you just have to find it out for yourself.
Yeah,
that is.
Or you could get a coach that stretches you and understands your body.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Good point. Okay, and after stretching, you do your basics on 2 arms like everybody else, right?
Right now I'm doing like 1 or 2 warm-up sets on 2 arms where I'm just doing tuck, straight, straddle. And then I go like straight to 1 arms just because... it's like straight 2-arm handstands. It's like, for me, it's a waste of time almost.
Yeah, I can see that.
Time to do one arms.
Yeah. Do you even feel like you have to warm up to get the feeling? Because for me, it's like the first few handstands of the day are always like a calibration.
Oh,
so
yeah,
like,
for sure.
Okay,
yeah,
so
there, there's definitely like a calibration level. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. What was your biggest insight that you had in this time in Kyiv?
Biggest insight?
Yeah. If there is one.
Like about what?
In regards to your training or how to practice.
Oh, it's just consistent practice. Like if you're working on a trick every day, it's going to get better. Like as long as you're working towards something, you'll see progress.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's small, like continued progress.
Yeah, I can totally see that here. Like,
yeah.
It also seems to me like there is no limit to what the people can do here.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you see some mind-blowing things in the gym.
Yeah.
So it's like when you're training in this environment, you get inspired yourself.
Mm.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
Thank you so much for coming. I know you don't have much time because you have a birthday party to go to.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to keep you any longer.
Okay.
But it was awesome to have you here.
Cool.
Thank you so much.
Cool to do an interview.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will put all of his contact details down below so you can follow him on Instagram and check out his handstands and like just generally what he posts. Do you post a lot?
No.
Not really, right? But no. While I was saying that, I was thinking like, oh, he doesn't even post that much. But yeah, I'll post something.
I'll post some cool tricks, you know,
yeah.
Coming up.
Good idea.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm really curious to see where you go in the future. Also with your performing. Thank you so much for watching. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to comment down below. Otherwise, remember that it's never too late to start doing what you love. And I'll see you next Monday on the Sonji Land Show.